sorry about that. Every once in a while I tune in to try to see if the conversation's moving in a direction that's going to blindside me. But, yeah, okay, no, I get that. I got you know, a similar situation. I'll tell you what, my MacBook Pro, that was the closest I ever had to perfection. You know, it was an Intel-based, so it ran all the Windows stuff perfectly fine. And, you know, I've done it both ways. I've actually booted into Windows with it. Of course, it worked spectacularly that way, but later on, I just ran virtual machines, and, oh, it was so nice to just have a Windows window up on my Mac that I was doing all my programming, and it worked so good. I'm going to miss that. It makes me, I know I've been told not to buy, you know, a 2020, but part of me says, man, go get a, you know, I got this 2013. It's fine. I run it right now. I still run it. If I was to get a 2020, the last of the x86 Macs, that'd take me another 5-10 years, you know, and I could get one really good price, and I could run all that other stuff. I don't know. I know. The new stuff is so much better, you know, it's designed around, you know, Mac OS. But, man, I love the compatibility of the old Intel-based.